The oscillator, then, presents these four waveforms at a tunable frequency whose range exceeds that of human hearing. As, for example, from the lowest, a sine wave, until it's really inaudible, though listening to another waveform, such as a sawtooth wave, one can hear a series of pulsations or clicks, which are, in fact, the frequency of the waveform. The sine wave, going at the same frequency, has no irregularities in its structure, so really doesn't click like this. We don't perceive this waveform, though, as a frequency, as a pitch, rather, until it's quite somewhat faster. Now I can jump to another range. And go right on out of human hearing. This low frequency, by the way, is not the lowest by any means. It's tuned to a pulse wave. Now, a pulse wave has two clicks per cycle. So that the frequency of this bop, da, 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 is about one per second. But we can slow this down considerably. And I haven't really even begun. The point of designing an oscillator that will go so low below the audio level is for purposes of control, and we'll discuss that in a moment.